And welcome back to Rosie on the House on this beautiful Saturday morning. We're, as promised, we're bringing in a special guest from the Sedona area. You're all familiar with the operation he works for. It's the famous, world-famous Pink Jeep Tours. We've got Rob McMullen in this morning, and he's the content manager. So if you've ever taken one of those tours, and the guides talk you through how we're at the vortex of four different deserts all converging here in this one area. It's just one of the many things that make this place special. Rob's the one that researches all that material and gives them the material to deliver. We've taken a tour, Jennifer and I, and I knew we'd see some pretty stuff. I've taken a Jeep quite a bit over a lot of that country, and I hardly looked out the window. I just talked to the guide the whole time.
It adds a whole new dimension rather than just looking out, but just to think about what went on before us.
Oh, absolutely. So let me introduce y'all to Rob McMullen. He's the content manager at Pink Jeep Tours. Rob, welcome. Thanks a million for joining us in studio this morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, tell us a little. I've been in Arizona since about 65. How long has Pink Jeep been up there running tours?
Pink Jeep has been in operation since about 1960, Rosie.
That's awesome.
It started back in the 50s, late 50s, early 60s, by a man named Don Pratt. And he was a real estate developer here in the Sedona area. And he got a hold of a World War II era Willys Jeep, fell in love with it, started taking friends around in that thing, and ended up starting the company.
That's awesome. How many Jeeps do y'all run right now?
Oh, gosh. Right now, there are about 100 vehicles in our fleet.
Wow. And that's all just in the Sedona area?
Most of those are in the Sedona area. We also offer tours at the Grand Canyon and in Las Vegas. Mm. So that includes a little bit of those locations as well.
Well, let's share with the listeners what they would see. What are their options if they would book a route in the Sedona area?
Gosh, you know, there's so many different routes that we offer, and they're all beautiful. You know, we joke, people say, well, make sure it's scenic. And we
no
kind of laugh to ourselves. Well, you know, they're all scenic. But we offer a range of things. You can get into some fun four-wheel drive, off-roading stuff, some rock crawling over the Red Rocks themselves. We have some historic tours. We have scenic tours. We even do a day trip to the Grand Canyon from Sedona for people who are interested in that.
And what does that day trip to the canyon look like? What y'all, you don't take a CJ5 up there, do you? Open air.
We could, but they're not real great on the interstate. We have luxury vans that we use for that trip. And it starts out, of course, heading up through Oak Creek Canyon, which is one of the most scenic stretches of road in the United States. It's always included on those top 10 lists of scenic roads.
Absolutely.
We head up to the canyon and share with people, obviously, this incredible natural resource that we have here in the state of Arizona.
Now, is that a high-lift luxury van, and how far down Bright Angel Trail do you take them?
We'd love to do that, believe me.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
All right, so that day trip literally leaves Sedona at what time, and y'all would return to Sedona about what time?
It leaves about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. We actually have two. We have a Grand Canyon Express and a Grand Canyon Premier. The Express gets back a little bit earlier in the afternoon, and that's for folks who might have other plans in the early evening or something, and they really just want a taste of the Grand Canyon. They know they're close. They want to see it, and that's a little bit shorter. The Grand Canyon Premier, that's the full-day trip, and that returns 5:30 to the Sedona area, and that's a little bit more in-depth experience of the Grand Canyon.
And that runs year-round?
It does. It does, weather permitting. You know,
the south rim of the
Grand Canyon is at about 7,000 feet above sea level. A lot of people don't know that. So the weather conditions up there can change in a hurry. So we pay attention to that. But it is offered year-round.
Well, I've never seen the Grand Canyon present its ugly face, but I'll tell you what, under a fresh layer of about 4 inches of snow, it just doesn't get any more beautiful than that.
That's true.
Y'all,
it's true, and there's a unique phenomena that we see sometimes called a cloud inversion, and that's where the clouds actually form below you in the base of the Grand Canyon. That's another really beautiful thing that you can see sometimes in the winter.
All right, Rob, you've got to set me straight because I pronounce it both ways, and every time I pronounce it, no matter which way I pronounce it, someone corrects me. Is it Mather Point or Mather Point?
I've always heard it Mather.
I have too.
Stephen Mather, it's named after him.
People just like to correct Rosie.
maybe that's the case.
Always trying to catch him.
Yeah, okay. Mather Point, one of the most beautiful. You walk in our living room, and there's a Kurt Williams big old oil painting of Mather Point, and I think about it all year long as one of my conditioning points for the Memorial Day rim to rim I take every year. I just look at that and say, okay, you got to stay in shape to make that. We're here talking this morning with Rob McMullen. He is the content manager of Pink Jeep Tours in Sedona. And we get back, we're going to talk more. We've talked the Grand Canyon trip. Well, that's only one of the trips. There are multiple options for you to just absorb the beautiful scenery in and around Sedona in a pink Jeep with a great story.